This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by EngineYard, the leading platform as a service. Our Orchestra PHP platform is the easiest way for you to deploy scalable PHP apps in the cloud. And we love the PHP community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today with our special guest, Patrick Swisell. Say hello to people, Patrick.
Hello.
Patrick, we're here at PHP Tech, and we've got a lot of user group leaders running around here at Tech, and Patrick was kind enough to agree to sit down and spend some time with talking with us about the user group that he organizes, and that is the Lake Kenosha PHP user group. Is that correct?
Yes.
Did I get that right? Kenosha right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I butcher names a lot, so you feel free to correct me. Anyhow, Patrick, let's dive right in. You are the organizer, and I believe the founder of the group,
yes.
Right? Tell us how you got into it. What gave you the idea, and give us a little history of the group.
All right. Well, it really started last year at Tech. I had a conversation with lots of nice people here, but the one conversation that really sticks out in my mind was when I spoke with your colleague Beth Tucker Long,
mm-hmm.
and we started talking about user groups, and I had said like that I was interested in being involved in something like that, but didn't really see anything that was too close to me. I'm actually located kind of halfway in between Chicago and Milwaukee, and so it would be a bit of a trek to get into Chicago or to get all the way up to Milwaukee for a user group meeting on a regular basis. And so yeah, I mean that set the seed of my thinking about user groups there. And then not too much happened over the next few months, but at some point, I'd say November or December, Beth had actually put out a tweet there saying, "Hey, tell us about user groups that you really like." And I, being the sarcastic person that I can be at times, said, "Well, I'd love any user group that actually was within reasonable distance of me." And that ended up getting me a couple responses. The first response that I was jumped on right away by Jeremy Coates. He's a PHP code monkey on Twitter. He jumped in and said, "Well, you can start your own user group." And he started talking me up on that. And then a little while later, Beth started talking me up on that as well. Like, "Well, if you need a user group, then you should start one." And actually had some kind of more detailed discussions with Beth about what all would be involved in that. Hmm. And so she really talked me into that. And she was officially the first member of the group. And I gave her the title of Instigator-in-Chief, which I think she's latched on to now, but she keeps mangling it and changing it to Chief Instigator, which doesn't have the same nice ring as the title I came up with. But yeah, that was it. That's what got me started, and I got a lot of great advice on the logistics of it. And went from there. So.
Well, awesome. And so y'all have been meeting now almost a year or a little over a year?
No. Our first meeting was back in January.
Oh, okay. So not even a year. Five, six meetings now.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, good. And how many people usually attend?
That's an interesting question. Yeah, our first kickoff meeting was actually our best attended. We had 10 people for that. And I think the following month we had 8, and we've kind of dwindled a little bit since then. So
okay.
I'm looking to really spark some more interest and get some more people in.
Okay. Well, excellent. Let's pause real quick here. I need to give a shout out to Elizabeth Naramore and Engine Yard. Thank you, Engine Yard and Orchestra, the entire Orchestra team, for sponsoring this. We really appreciate your patronage and everything that you guys are doing for the PHP community, because every time we turn around, Engine Yard and Orchestra are out there helping the community get things done and get organized. So, Engine Yard, we really appreciate that. Okay, question number two. You said, the last comment you said kind of struck me. You said you got a lot of advice and information on how to get started. Can you share with us a couple of the tidbits that really helped you, some of the things that people told you about user groups that really did actually work for you?
The one suggestion that I heard from a couple different sources was they had suggested Meetup as a good service. That, I mean, it's certainly not free, but for me, it seemed like it was worth the initial expense to set up the account because they do a lot of advertising for new groups and say, hey, tell people that are already signed up for Meetup, say, hey, there's a new group in your area that has the same, that covers the things that you say you're interested in, and as well as taking care of just the managing of RSVPs and things like that. So it seemed like it was the way to go on that. Also, the advice of basically to interact with other user groups that are fairly close by. So I've definitely talked with Beth about how things work up at the Madison PHP, and I've become pretty good friends with the people at Milwaukee PHP user group. Actually, Jeremy D, who is one of the organizers up there at Milwaukee, he's actually been at every one of my meetings, and he's been very, very helpful. And if I could convince him to devote more time to the group, then I certainly would. But I can't ask him to do that since he's already very much involved in Milwaukee. So yeah, I missed the boat on that one. They talked him into that a couple months before I started my group, so I missed my opportunity to rope him into that. So yeah, definitely that's some good advice, is to talk to other people and figure out what some of the best suggestions are. I guess I've got a lot of suggestions on how to find good venues, like looking at local libraries, looking at co-working groups, or looking at some like local restaurants that have private rooms, things like that. So far we haven't, we've got a space that works for us, but I'm still looking for something that's seems like it'll work a little bit better.
Libraries I had not thought of. Back in a previous life, I helped organize Commodore 64 user groups. Yes, people, I am that old. And we found that department stores usually have community rooms, and they'll loan them out to community groups. And I think we were meeting, this was in Mobile, Alabama, thriving metropolis, and we had like three department stores total. And but Macy's was one of those. And so we met in the Macy's, I believe it was Macy's, community room, and that was excellent. Nashville PHP, we meet right now in eSpaces, which was a co-working space you mentioned, and eSpaces is absolutely wonderful. eSpaces Nashville, those guys rock if you're in Nashville. But that's an excellent piece of idea. I had not considered libraries, but that makes sense.
Unfortunately for me, that didn't really work out too well. I looked at it, and they wanted proof of insurance for liability purposes, and I don't have the money to fork over to get liability insurance to hold a user group meeting. So,
yep, totally understand that.
And unfortunately, I have yet to find a co-working space anywhere near where I live. So
really?
Yeah, there seems to be nothing in that area, which brings up the question of when is somebody going to jump on that. And
does sound like an interesting opportunity. Okay, let's dive into question number three. You're now part of the leadership in the wide area PHP community. You've organized a user group that means that you're putting forth the effort that I don't want to say a lot of people don't do, but you're putting forth more effort than most the average PHP user user group attendees or just average programmers. Mm-hmm. And we do appreciate the effort that you're volunteering to do. But my question to you is, now that you're doing all of this and you're seeing the wide area community, what's the most surprising thing that you've learned about the community?
The PHP community always manages to surprise me every time I turn around, and generally pleasant surprises. But
well, that's good.
Last year was my first real exposure to the community when I came to tech last year. I came in not knowing anybody, not really knowing what the community was like, and I was the things that surprised me initially were how many people seem to know each other and seem to be, if not friends, then at least pleasant acquaintances with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not realize how much of a that there was an overall community of PHP developers versus more localized things or more specific, like, okay, these are the Zen framework people or these are the Symfony people. Yes, there is some subgroups within the community, but there's a lot of interaction between those groups, and so mm-hmm. it's not really divided up, and that surprised me a lot.
And now, this is your second year at Tech, and so now you're coming back and you're seeing some of the same people mm-hmm. and meeting new friends, I hope.
Yeah.
What are your overall thoughts about attending conferences? Is this something you would encourage other members of your group to do if they could, or what?
Yeah, I would absolutely say that it's a great opportunity to really interact with other people, particularly if you are in a smaller team or a solo developer, mm-hmm. then you don't really have as many opportunities. I mean, if local user groups are one way to do things, but being able to interact with the widest number of people possible is always beneficial. This year when I came back, I was very pleasantly surprised. I expected things to be very similar to last year in that, except like I know some people sort of, and that I could talk with those people again, but I didn't realize that people would recognize me and approach me, and some of these are people that I have never met in person before. I've only spoken with on Twitter and online. Yeah, I mean, the first day I was sitting down doing something, and LB Denker came up, and I've literally probably only known her for like 2-3 weeks, and first time ever met in person, and she just came up and approached me and started talking about stuff, and like that was pretty amazing. And and I saw Elizabeth Naramore, and she's like, and she saw me, she's like, oh, you can't just get by with a wave, you got to come over here and give me a hug. And next thing I know, she's offering me cookies, and I'm sitting around eating cookies with Liz Naramore and Ed Finkler. And yeah, that was not at all what I expected, just because I did not realize how much a part of the community you can become without realizing mm-hmm. that it's happening.
And you're right. There's a real friendly atmosphere here, and I will say, having organized 3 different PHP conferences, that's really true on any of the large scale conferences. I've been at DPC, I've been at ZenCon, and at all of them, you do have that air of familiarity. At Tech, we do we foster that. We really try to focus on the community, but you'll get that no matter where, because it's ingrained in our community. It's part of our culture. And it doesn't matter who you are. I mean, Nermo will eat cookies with me, although she's never offered me cookies. But you know, her standards are not that high. She'll even sit down and talk to me. So, we're very friendly. And yeah. You know, now you've been here. This is your second year. So there's a whole group that are coming in that are the new people. I don't call them the noobs, but when you get the new people, the first time at Tech. And you're showing them this is how it's done. So, and they'll come back next year and they'll recognize you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still, it's still somewhat disappointing that some of the people I was hoping to see again didn't get to make it out. But mm-hmm. I'm definitely really happy to meet new people that I have not met before, so it's
an
experience.
Okay, it's the Lake/Kenosha PHP user group. What's your URL?
It's just lakekenoshaphp.com.
Okay. And when do y'all meet?
Our regular meeting is the third Tuesday of the month. Mm-hmm. We've switched that around a little bit depending on like speaker availability and stuff like that.
Sure.
But, okay. That's our regularly planned night.
Well, Patrick, I want to thank you for taking the time out of tech to be a part of this, because this is not what you came to tech for. But thank you for that. And I want to thank you for everything that you do for the PHP community.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.
Engine Yard is a proud supporter of the Voices of the Elephant podcast. We're a leader in cloud-based platform as a service, and you may have heard of our Orchestra PHP platform, which is designed to let you focus on writing awesome PHP apps. Basically, we save you time and money and keep your app up and running for you. For more information, you can hang out with us on IRC at Pound Orchestra on Freenode, or for more information, you can also go to our website at engineyard.com/products/orchestra.